process for other agencies to request this information.
The Haines Borough has made a decision on heli-ski GPS information. The Haines Republican presidential preference poll will be held on Tuesday. And a band with local ties debuted their new album in Memphis. I'm Adam Richard. This news and more up next on the KHNS Local News. The Haines Borough Assembly has finally laid to rest a contentious subject, making a vote on the heli-ski operator's GPS information. A debate has raged on in the community over whether or not heli-ski operator GPS data should be considered proprietary information and thus confidential, or should be classified as public information since the tour operators must do so with a borough-issued conditional use permit. As the assembly members discussed the proposed ordinance, it was amended, the amendment to the amendment was amended. The mayor and the clerk tried to keep track of the ordinance as it slid deeper and deeper into the bureaucratic machine. After many votes and discussions, the assembly finally agreed on the wording of the document. The final text read simply, though not simply arrived at, an ordinance of the Haines Borough Assembly amending Haines Borough Code Section 5.18.080F, establishing global positioning data monitoring. A roll call vote was called, and the ordinance passed 4-2, with Hoffman and Smith against. This didn't bode well for some residents who wanted the GPS information to be accessible by the public.
Damon's question is that, is there a process for other agencies to request this information? Is that correct? Did I correctly capture your question, Damon?
Yes, agencies or community members.
Or community members.
Under the current ordinance, there will be no process through the borough to obtain GPS information. Interested parties must go through the heli-ski operators in question. Republican presidential preference poll will be held on Tuesday at the Captain's Choice from 4 to 8 o'clock. This is part of a statewide vote to determine which candidate the state's Republicans will support. In order to vote, you must be a registered Republican. There will be a registrar on hand if you are not yet registered. There will also be a District 34 vote to elect the Republican Convention officers. You must be a registered Republican for this vote as well and must also pay a $20 registration fee. Again, if you are not registered at this time, there will be a registrar on hand. For more information, you can contact 766-3111. On Thursday, the State Transportation Committee approved a ban on cell phone use by minors while driving. The measure will now move to another legislative panel. This isn't the first attempt to ban cell phones when driving. Previous attempts have failed. Democratic Representative Berta Gardner believes her bill will succeed where others have not because it focuses on young drivers and only on talking while driving. Gardner said, "There's a disproportionate chance of accidents, injury, and death with young drivers. This isn't a tough one to support. If adopted, the law will only allow officers to ticket minor cell users when being stopped for other offenses. This raises concerns with some lawmakers, like Representative Peggy Wilson from Wrangell, who said, why have it if you can't enforce it? Gardner defends this, saying it's impossible to determine someone's age when driving, and this should prevent adults from being hassled for their identification. A separate proposal to ban texting while driving has passed two House committees and now awaits a hearing from the Finance Committee. A similar proposal was passed in 2008, but a judge deemed the language too vague to enforce. The new texting ban is being put forward by Les Guerra and Bill Thomas. Dr. J. Russell, or Russ Bowman, has been promoted to the position of Medical Director for Community Health Care Service by Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH. He will be replacing Dr. David Vastola, who returned to Mount Edgecombe as a practicing pediatrician. Bowman joined the SEARCH staff in 2007 as the Clinical Medical Director in Haines after his transfer from the U.S. Coast Guard to the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. Before coming to Haines, Bowman spent 6 years as director of the U.S. Coast Guard Air Station Sitka Medical Clinic. He also served as a flight surgeon for 18 years in the National Guard and Coast Guard. Bowman earned his doctorate of osteopathic medicine from the University of Health Sciences in Kansas City, Missouri. In 2007, he earned a Master of Health Administration degree, and in 2008, he received his Certified Physician Executive Credential. Dr. Bowman now resides in Sitka. Deering and Down, a band with ties to Skagway, Haines, and Juneau, has released their third album, Out There Somewhere, which debuted in Memphis on February 18th. Rev Neil Down and Lana Deering met in Skagway during the Centennial Gold Rush celebration back in 1998. By 2000, they were playing music together. Lana said Rev was the first person to pay her to sing in a band. That was called Been a Lot of Rain and was partially inspired by their time in Southeast. When asked to describe this album, Deering had this to say.
I feel that it just has a vibe of Memphis with all of the great players, you know, and that kind of soul, rhythm, and blues, and then, you know, some folks said it has a rockabilly soul vibe to it, and that sounds great to us, and kind of a little trippy guitar playing. And
the duo recorded the album in the famous Royal Studio in Memphis, made famous by Al Green and producer Papa Willie Mitchell.
That studio, some folks might be interested in knowing that that's where the Beatles rehearsed when they came to the States, was in that same room.
Guitarist Rev Neil Down.
Because Bill Black, Elvis Presley's bass player, had the Bill Black combo, and he opened for the Beatles. And so they rehearsed in that room. There's been a lot of very incredible things there done in that room, like 16 albums with Ike and Tina Turner, Talk Is Cheap with Keith Richards, and Pops did horn arrangements on that, you know, the great Willie Mitchell. And he also, you know, mixed half our album with us before his, you know, his passing, which was a tough time, because he was such a clever, such a talented guy, and to have a guy like that, you know, endorse what you're doing was really righteous.
Deering and Down brought in some legends of rock, blues, and soul to play on the album, including John C. and Rick Steff of Lucero, and the ultra-famous high rhythm section, manned by the Hodges brothers, who played behind Al Green and Ann Peebles. That was the title track, Out There Somewhere. With so many greats having recorded there before, guitarist Rev Neil Down said this.
Sometimes it feels like there's flying saucers landing on the roof, to tell you the truth.
And Lana Deering said that after laying down tracks, they would listen to the playback and hear unexplained things on the tracks.
You know, you'd be in there singing in the room, and you'd go up into the studio and listen to playback. And then, you know, it'd be, whoa, do you hear that? Sounds like there's, you know, a double, like, in there singing with me. Or, like, you'd have these weird, kind of like, how did that happen? Kind of, like, all good. And
she went on to say,
when we were recording with the high rhythm band, Howard Grimes, the drummer, came in and he goes, you know, just an honor to have him playing with us on the album. And he goes, you know, before I came today, I said a prayer that we'd make a hit album, hit record. And, I mean, talk about good vibes and spirits. And
Deering and Down currently has no tour planned, but they say the phone has been ringing. They are self-managed and have no booking agent, and said they hope this album will open the door to let them be heard by their friends all over the world. When asked if they still had time in their busy schedules for Southeast, they had this to say.
Well, never, ever too busy for Southeast Alaska. And Rev's pulling the phone out of my hands. You guys are home, you know? So my family's up there, friends. It's good to come home.
Yeah, man, this goes out to our every pal up and down the Lynn Canal, you know, up into Whitehorse and Yukon and Dawson, man. That is just so many great people, man. We love each and every one of you, man. We think about you every day, man. We really do. So, yeah, it'll always be a part of us. Always.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.